Green light for Snug Cove House. The future seniors housing complex on Miller Road was given the green light this week with the granting of a development variance permit. The planned 24-unit building is now on the verge of reality following decades of attempts to break ground on the project. Construction is expected to begin later this year. To make the building viable financially, the DVP will allow for flexibility in areas such as parking spaces and various dimension requirements. Having seen this project in previous go-arounds, I'm delighted to have it in front of us again, said Cowan. Sue Ellen Fast. The DVP was granted unanimously. A prefab future. A temporary use permit was approved to allow for the construction of prefabricated home parts at a central Bowen Island location. Island company Kiwi Innovation made the application to construct a light manufacturing facility at their vacant lot along Grafton Road, between Mount Gardner and Carter Roads. The TUP will be in effect for 3 years. Following that, Kiwi has expressed their desire to construct a permanent residential or commercial development on the land. The 0.57-acre space was originally zoned to be a gas station. I'm in favor of this motion because prefab panels is good environmental thinking. Creating these on island also reduces travel back and forth. It seems to be a win-win for the climate, said Cowan. Sue Ellen Fast. Cowan. Tim Wake agreed. This is the direction everyone is going in terms of off-site manufacturing of housing, rather than on-site stick framing, having to go for weeks or months on end with buildings exposed to the weather. It's really going to help us create some of the smaller, more affordable units that we need. The temporary use permit was approved unanimously.